finally here.
What day?
Well, Friday?
Wait, I'm not ready.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Almost missed
the weekend.
Friday waits for no one.
You've earned a little rest and relaxation.
You ready for the best weekend of your life?
It's gonna be great.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy
the greatest show on earth.
The ego on you.
Right, there is only one way to tell.
Turn off the radio.
It's showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, the ego on you. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I do not like your mental haze. I do not like your leftist ways. I do not like your sun on blow. I do not like you, Mr. Joe. What a great way to start the show with a little Dr. Seuss. You know, since the left hates him so much. Are you ready for this weather? I know I am. But you know what? That's funny because we're going to make that today's poll question. With today's supply chain disaster, the chaos that's going on, real simple question today for a Friday, brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Are you ready for winter? Is there anything that you lost last winter that you thought, oh, I'll just wait and I'll replace it? Fixing a snow thrower, maybe a new snow shovel, maybe one of those rakes that pull the snow off your roof. Are you even going to be able to get that stuff? If you wait until we actually have a snow dump or a heavy winter. So just think about it. There are times that, you know, people will go through and it's like, oh gosh, you know, I'll just wait until it gets closer. But sometimes that's not a good thing. I say with everything that's going on right now, get it while you can. Might not be the best price, but get it while you can. Bring you yesterday's poll question, the results in just a little bit. I was a little late sending the poll question to producer Craig, so I haven't gotten the results from yesterday's yet. So we'll bring that to you. So until then, I'm going to bring you some funny stuff that people have been sending me all morning. Like suggestions for Halloween costumes. I was going to be a liberal for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my, let's just say, bum. That's pretty funny. I love that. So I saw this picture of, I need to make this. This is going to be my Halloween costume. And I think it would be easy to make. You just get a mannequin's head and then get one of the Biden masks and then like a hanger for stability on the shoulders. But somebody took a Biden mask head, put it in like a suit coat, shirt, tie, but left the arms loose, and then tied the arms around their shoulders. So it looked like Biden was hugging them from behind and sniffing their hair. I couldn't stop laughing when I saw it. I just thought that is like the ultimate Halloween costume. Not only is it the scariest thought of having someone, you know, like Biden come up behind you and start sniffing your hair, but just, you know, Biden himself. Couple of other funny things that are going on. Thank you so much for sending me this, Frankie. This is another perfect example of, and last night I was hours and hours at the Republican Women of Reno event, their special speaker event for RWR, Scott Pressler. Wow. What a phenomenal speaker. Phenomenal. Every single person in that room, there was well over 100 people there, captivated, laughing, clapping, cheering, learning. They've had great speakers. But I think so far, I mean, and I love Sheriff Mack. I've loved all of their speakers, but I have to say that Scott Pressler was absolutely the best. So there was video taken. As soon as the video is edited, you know, it's just cell phone video. But as soon as that is edited up, I will put that on my webpage because you need to check it out. This kid is, he's in his 30s. What can I say? Anybody that's younger than me is a kid. He was just incredible. So much more than I already knew. I mean, because I follow him on Twitter, but wow, he brought so much to the presentation. And hats off to the Republican Women of Reno for bringing him in. And so their next one, I know they're working on it, but I know it's not going to be the next one. But they are working on getting Candace Owens in. So I will keep you apprised of that. But getting back to what I was talking about, don't ever think that I have everything that I should see, because I don't. There are too many websites. There are too many, just keeping up with the CDC and OSHA and, you know, the stupid things that Sisolak does. It's just incredible. So Frankie sent me this. It says TGIF, first off. Next, you've probably seen this, but here it comes. So, no, I haven't seen this. So Frankie sent me this morning, and it explains a lot. So it is on the CDC's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Center for Preparedness and Response. I kid you not. The CDC, I don't know if they just think that we're so easily distracted and we need to have things in cartoons or whatnot, but a zombie preparedness graphic novel. Yeah. Preparedness 101, the zombie pandemic. Now, it has valuable information in it. All you have to do is watch The Walking Dead. I mean, that's, you know, you don't even have to read this graphic novel. Just watch The Walking Dead. You learn all the tricks and what you need, how to survive. But just the thought that our money was put into this, it's funny. But that is something that other people have wondered about these shots. You know, changing the, well, some people disagree with that. The mRNA getting there and changing things. It might turn us into zombies. Who knows? It's killing people. It's destroying people's lives. It's, you know, debilitating to some people. Maybe it could turn us into zombies. Television turns us into brain dead zombies. We just sit there and go get a snack. Go back to the TV. So, who knows? Maybe they're doing people a favor, but I think it's hysterical. They need better graphic artists, though. The pictures of the zombies are just, looks more like just brain dead people wandering around rather than real zombies. So, Frankie, thank you for sending me that. I appreciate it. All right. Going back to the poll question, today's question with the supply chain and chaos, are you ready for winter? Yes or no? Yesterday's poll question, when an elected representative is removed from office or resigns, how should they be replaced? 8% said other, which is interesting because I got a couple of emails on what they considered other, like going back in the election results and finding out who was in, you know, the next place down, offering the position to them. And then if they refuse it, then have a special election. But that's interesting. 5% said appointed by those who don't represent that district. So, you know, people like Bob Lucey and who he's listening to, or Lori Bagwell, the mayor of Carson City. 87% of those participating in the poll. Great number of participants. Thank you so much. Hundreds. Yeah, it wasn't like the governor poll. That one kind of went viral with over 1,000 respondents. This one's just, you know, hundreds. 87% said special election by those who elected them. Yeah. It's not that hard. It may cost a few bucks, but you know what? I don't mind paying for something like that. That's okay with me to spend the extra cost on. An audit of the election. A special audit, a forensic audit of the election. That's okay spending my money on. It's all the other garbage that they do that I'm not okay with. All right, I'll bring you a special message, actually, when it comes to replacing Ben Kieckheffer, who is now on the Nevada Gaming Control Board. Yeah, just look up. Actually, I put it on my webpage. You'd have to go in and find it, though. How much members of the Gaming Control Board make? Rhinos and Democrats taking care of each other.
I like these nuts. Let me tell you why. Pick some pecans and put them in a pie. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's a little too early, but it's what I desire. Peanuts crunchy or smooth like butter. I like them both ways and I did not stutter. My girl loves my butternuts too. I like these nuts, even nuts like you.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. Got a little yeah attitude today. Hey, I have a great suggestion. So, this is a little time sensitive, but if you could contact Washoe County Commissioner Bob Lucey and Carson City Mayor Lori Bagwell, this would be awesome to have Melissa Clement appointed to the seat that is being vacated by Ben Kieckheffer, who is resigning. Because right now, the politicians are looking at Lisa Krasner, the three-term assemblywoman, thinking, oh, well, she's got the experience. Experience doesn't mean squat. I think actually that's what they want to do because they know that she's going to lose to me in the election. But when you have a ballot that says incumbent, for people who don't pay attention to politics, that's actually a bonus. So why don't we all get together and ask them to make the right decision and appoint a true conservative like Melissa Clement? I love that idea. I'm not putting my name in for it. And I know people are thinking, well, why don't you just put your name in for it? Because it's called principal. I will be elected to that seat by we the people. I don't look for political handouts or political favors from people. I'm not even asking politicians to endorse me. I haven't asked really anybody to endorse me. Because I don't care. I care about your vote, you, what you consider. Because that's why I am running finally after 30 years of talking about politics, listening to you about politics. I want to be your voice, not the voice for other politicians. So how about that? Contact Chairman Lucy and Mayor Bagwell and say, you know what? Appoint Melissa Clement for this time being. I think that's an awesome idea. Getting back to... You guys are so funny. I think we ought to make a Halloween costume for... Sisalak. It should consist of a one body length condom. I've seen those in the movies. That's hysterical. Wasn't that in Porky's? I think it was in Porky's or one of those old raunchy comedy movies. Oh, Naked Gun. That was it. That was it. That'd be the perfect costume. Well, actually, that wouldn't even be a costume, would it? If Sisalak was wearing it? By the way, I find offense with what's going on with Sisalak. This is from the Nevada appeal. Sisalak found at fault in weekend car crash in Vegas. Nice little article here. Until you get, it's pretty generic of a car accident. But I found it rather offensive when I got to the bottom. Second to last line. A sobriety test was administered to the woman, but not to the governor, police said. No signs of impairment were observed. I find that extremely offensive, especially since Sisalak is the one who turned in front of her and caused the accident. Really? There are a lot of people out there who can be under the influence, who don't show signs of impairment. Isn't there a PSA out there that says buzzed driving is drunk driving? I guess we'll never know now, will we? Once again, you know, up here we have the wife of the county manager getting off on lesser charges. Now here we are in Vegas with the governor. I know, I'm going off on nothing. Did you really think the governor would be held accountable for anything? I know, it's just a joke. That's why we need people who believe in the law. The law for everyone. This is why I hate crimes and hate crime sentences. A crime is a crime is a crime. No matter who commits it, and for whatever reason, if you kill someone, you kill someone. Oh, by the way, we'll be back with that after this Fox News break. Give a little shout out to Alec Baldwin. Deleting posts from Twitter. I wonder why. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Rain or shine, I am looking forward to the weekend. So we are going to have some fun today on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What do you think?
Maybe you don't know. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders. Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Exactly like Democrats. Oh, man. I love Bob Hope. I wonder what he would be thinking about today's times. I wonder if he would be canceled. If all the greats from yesteryear would be canceled. That's not even a question. You know they would be. What can I say? Something that I wanted to bring you, let's see. This is a question that I'm getting from a listener this morning. Do you think Alec Baldwin's shooting is real? It doesn't make sense. So many comments are against him. How could it be his fault? People are idiots. They don't even know the facts, and they are condemning him already. So, it's interesting because it could have been a setup. I'm wondering why, if for any reason whatsoever, there would be live rounds, even on a movie set. There would be no reason. Only in maybe a security guard's gun. So, yeah, I am questioning this. But I also remember that Alec Baldwin, when, you know, talking about Trump supporters, when talking about, well, anybody that he disagrees with on his Twitter, at Alec Baldwin, little blue check there, shoot these effing people. Shoot this guy, then shoot him again. Yeah. So I wonder how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone. I'm not a big fan of Alec Baldwin. I was when I was younger, before I got into politics. I thought he was funny. But then, as like most, he just turned vile. And the disgusting things that came out of his mouth that he obviously feels justified in saying. They're his opinions, so he is justified in saying them. But that doesn't mean that I have to like him. So if you have seen this or not, this was put out, and it basically is a rundown of everything that was going on at the, I don't know, I guess at the movie scene or whatever. But it's pretty scary. Again, I ask the first question is, why would you even have live rounds at a movie set? Absolutely everything should be blanks. There's just no questioning that. Of course, he says he's heartbroken. If you didn't hear about it, he killed the cinematographer, and wounded a director with one bullet from a gun that was with a live round and not a blank. So here's the rundown. Alec Baldwin accidentally killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust yesterday. Hutchins, a married mother of one, was airlifted to the hospital, was pronounced dead shortly afterwards. The movie's director, Joel Souza, was also injured and hospitalized, but he was released last night. After firing the fatal shot, Baldwin seemed to think it was a real bullet that had been loaded into the gun. He asked people around him why I was handed a hot gun, according to witnesses on the set. A prop masters union also told its members that it was a live round that the 63-year-old had fired from the gun. Matthew Hutchins, Helena's husband, told the DailyMail.com that Baldwin had been in contact and was being very supportive. This is a tragic accident that happened at the Bonanza Creek Ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Baldwin was questioned by police but released without charge. They have halted the filming, though. Fellow actor Jensen Ackles told last month of his haphazard gun training for the movie. He described a female armorer telling him he could pick up his own gun and then loading it with blanks. This is horrible. Because this is not how you treat guns. This is not how you treat people around guns. Law-abiding citizens are gun owners, have some of the best training out there, especially with NRA instructors. So for this to happen on a movie set, for this to happen again on a movie set, this is not the first time that this has happened. So somebody needs to be involved to make sure that this never happens again. Like I said, I don't care for Alec Baldwin, but I do feel bad for him. Because you find this with military men and women. You find it with law enforcement. There is nothing more harrowing. There is nothing more life-altering. Nothing more tragic than having to shoot and kill someone. Even if they're a bad guy, you're still taking a life. And people believe in life. I know there are people out there that talk big. And if someone were threatening to kill me and my family, I would have no problem shooting and killing them. But not someone who is pointing a knife at me, not someone who you can tell. You can tell the difference between someone who is just trying to survive and who is misguided as into an actual killer. Like MS-13, who have no value for human life whatsoever. For murderers out there who have no value for human life. So I feel bad that he has to go through this. I can still dislike him, but feel bad for him. We all have to be a little sympathetic at some point. So until all the information comes out, don't judge him too harshly. Because when all is said and done, this could have been a setup. People do that. There are minds out there that's how they believe. That's how they think. Well, you know, we'll just change this bullet out. You know, he'll be out there with it. Make it look like he killed it and make it look like it was an accident. I know. It sounds like a plot from a cheap TV movie. But unfortunately, it really happens. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
There she goes. Oh, there she goes again, going off on our little tangents. Yes, thank you. You're the ones that put me onto it with all the texts and emails. Hey, this portion of the Monica Jay Show, brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. What is today's portion of the show? What's the poll question? With the supply chain in chaos, are you ready for winter? We're going to get a little taste of it this weekend. Are you ready for it? Things you put off from last winter, say, oh, you know, get it this winter. Get it while you can. Might not be available. Yesterday's poll question: when an elected representative is removed from office or resigns, how should they be replaced? 5% said appointed by those who don't represent that district. 8% said other. 87% said by special election by those who elected them. Special election by those who live in that particular district. And I love this email that I just got from Jan. I'm voting to replace Ben Kiekheffer with Melissa Clement. This should really be a citizen voting replacement, not an appointed position. Have you noticed that citizens are getting more involved in local politics? Yes, I have, Jan, and I am so proud of that. This is the impact that we have when we get involved. That was one of the coolest things at the Scott Pressler event last night, put on by RWR, the Republican Women of Reno. And that was two young girls, 18, came in to be there for the event and registered to vote. Yay! That was absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. And one of the things that was pointed out during the event last night was we are taking back the Republican Party. This whole picture of, you know, the stuffy political elite, even locally, that think that they know better than everybody else, they're out. They're out. We are taking it back. We, the people, are back in control. So please, if you left the Republican Party, if you're independent, libertarian, help us get the people that need to be in office elected, like Sam Brown. Yeah, the party actually told him he couldn't win. Was that because the party was backing his opponent? Choosing who was going to be the next senator of this state in Washington, D.C.? Well, it doesn't work that way. We, the people, decide who represent us. And that's why we are fighting to fix 2020 and make sure that never happens again. So make sure that's one of the first questions you ask the people who you're considering backing. Because I know there's a Secretary of State candidate out there who doesn't think there was any fraud in the 2020 election here in Nevada. Just so you know. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I want you to ask the questions. Ask the tough questions, what they believe in. All right, going back to the texts. I rake over the coals anyone who uses a gun in a shoot 'em up movie, yet is publicly pushing to disarm their neighbors. Fact, that makes them hypocrites. You know what? I agree with that. Bob here, no such thing as an accidental shooting, either negligent or purposeful. No real ammo should have been on set. AB is an arrogant AH. Yes. And it does bring back the thoughts of Brandon Lee, who was also shot and killed on a film set. Remember The Crow? With a prop gun. There is no reason for... There's no reason for live ammo to be on a film set. If you need sounds or anything like that, you can do it in Foley. You can do it after the fact. So it makes me very curious of how these live rounds got out there. But even if it's a well-packed blank, projectiles into somebody still cause harm. That's why the first thing that you learn in a gun class is every weapon you pick up, every gun you pick up, you must always see it as ready to fire, as loaded, as hot. Doesn't matter what it's loaded with. It is a deadly weapon. Second thing is you never point a firearm at anything that you don't intend to kill. Even if you think it's unloaded, you do not point a firearm at anything. An animal, a person, anything you don't intend to shoot at. Is this a tragic accident? We'll find out once all the investigations are done. But until then, we have to just look at it as a tragedy. And you learn. But it just makes me wonder. Makes me wonder what the Democrats are going to do with this situation. If they're just going to try to ban everything once again, even on film sets. As this listener says, it is truly tragic. But it's also Alex Karma. That's a very interesting statement. Very interesting.